think it also depends upon the person, himself or herself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I try to be as compassionate with people as I can, because I am a very compassionate person.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be as good as I can. So I think I get that in return. So I have collaborated with a friend. Her name is Lauren Hare. She works for Diverse Tezzy.
Mm-hmm.
And another friend who works at the MRC. Her name is Farjana. So she works with the community department. And we are starting a migrant mom support group. Yeah, so we are actually trying to get those mothers on board who are on a migrant visa, just to have a safe space where they can talk. Because when I moved here, I had questions, I had insecurity, I had fears. There were a lot of things at the back of my mind who I did not get a chance to share with.
Mm-hmm.
But now when I meet people on a 489 visa and I tell them what I went through, they're like, oh my God, you're so right. This is what's happening to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say, oh, come on, I know. Welcome to Hobart. But general mental health supports are here. So there is Lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
If you are if you're suffering from any, let's say, a domestic abuse or something you need to talk about, or if you're feeling suicidal, so we have Phoenix Division here. You can call them and there are counselors available.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling depressed or you have anxiety, so we have Beyond Blue. You can call them and you can talk to them. So, yeah, there are supports, like general supports available. People would, if you want to talk to somebody,
mm-hmm.
you can.